What's going on, guys? Angel Talamantes, and this is the Man on a Mission podcast. And today, I'm going to talk to you about why it goes down in the DM. And I'm not talking about the Yo Gotti song. And I'm not talking about you guys hitting up ladies in the DM. I'm talking about Instagram, direct messaging, local businesses, or your target market. So yesterday, I spent probably 2 hours on Instagram, direct messaging my target markets, which is normally like dentists and chiropractors, senior livings, those sorts of clients who have high lifetime value. They have long lifetime value, and their clients are worth a lot to the prospective business. So what I do is I go on Instagram and I search hashtags. So for example, if I was to prospect a chiropractor, I understand that they're going to hashtag chiropractor, chiropractic, chiropractic adjustment, those sorts of hashtags. So what I do is I search those hashtags, I go in, and then I find the most recent and or the highest rated. And what I do is I click on them and I kind of see what they say. I check out their hashtags a little bit. I then go and check their profile. And then I check which link, if they have one in their bio link, see where their link takes them, kind of take a look at their website a little bit, prospect them, see where they're located. And then what I do is I follow them, and then I like 4 or 5 pictures that they have. So when they look at their Instagram account, they're going to see a new follow. They're going to see somebody like 4 or 5 different pictures, and they're going to be like, what's this about? They'll click and check your link and kind of see what you're about. But while you do all of that, you hit them up in the DM and you just say something like, hey, I love what you're doing on Instagram. And then you can ask them something specific about their Instagram or about their website or some sort of question that they know that you're not just some robot. They know that you're actually a person and that you actually seem intrigued. So yesterday I did it for a chiropractor and I just said, you know, hey, love what you're doing on Instagram. Some of the images that you have are very professional. Do you have a professional photographer taking these pictures? I try to get them to talk a little bit. And instantly, what he said is, he gave me the answer, and then he said, yeah, Instagram's going well, but I should probably be converting more patients. Because I'm sure he already checked me out on Instagram and found out that I do digital marketing for chiropractors and the like. So he already knew that I'm into digital marketing. So he already asked me a loaded question, which gave me the invite to give him some value on Instagram and ask him a little bit about Facebook and YouTube and some of the other things they're doing and bring him some value. And then once you build a little rapport with them, then I asked him like, hey, let's you know, get on a phone chat. Let's talk about what your business is doing and your strategies, and then you know, how I can bring you some value for Instagram and what you're doing with your social strategy. You know, he said, sure, and we're going to hop on a call early next week to talk more about that, and I'll prospect him, and I'll see if I can get him to know, like, and trust me, and then from there, we could hopefully make a deal. So that's kind of how that works. So if you're not spending a bunch of money on advertising, if you're not spending on Facebook ads, if you're not willing to spend money up front, you have to either spend the money or use your time. So there's no reason if you're trying to prospect, say, I don't know, electricians for Google AdWords, or you're trying to be a social media specialist where you just manage people's social media, you go on into Instagram, for example, you direct message them, say that, you know, you like what you're doing on Instagram, but you could help them in different ways. You could tell them about using the bio link better, maybe using a different link, or always switching up the link if you're trying to get more YouTube subscribers per se. You should have your YouTube link up there. Or if you're trying to get more people to follow you on a Facebook group, or if you're trying to get more people on your email list, that's what your link should reflect. So this has been Angel Talamantes. This is the Man on a Mission podcast. Get down in the DM. Get on Instagram and start DMing people. If you guys want to follow me more, I'm on Instagram at Angel Talamantes Live. This has been a Man on a Mission podcast. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I love you, and thank you for listening.